Shocking news, dear listener. We're back at the Military Adventure Park, but I have to pass on to David here. In fact, it's not David, is it? It's Liam.
So, hello.
Yes, Liam Watts, not David Watts. I knew I'd get that mistake in all sorts of ways. But Richard from Blue Crusher, got Richard Egan, he said he's never had the opportunity of driving a tank. This is unbelievable. You're next door neighbours, for goodness sake. Let's sort it out, please.
Well, that's a really good point. I've completely overlooked Richard.
Exactly.
And we'll extend in the offer tomorrow.
There you go, you see. We like to feel that South Side, bringing friends together, neighbours in all sorts of ways. We've now been joined by Jericho and Leslie and Francesca, obviously with Katrina here. You've got the dynamite out, which is good, because I've always said they need a stick of one of those up their backsides to keep them in action, which is always... it's a management point, isn't it, Katrina?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So what are we going to do now?
Well, we like loud bangs here. So basically what we're going to do is we're going to use these in the game zone. These are called Thunder Flashes, just like off Call of Duty, the computer game. And, of course, they use these in the real forces as well, but these are slightly tamed down fun versions.
It's preparing them for when we send them off to Iraq, quite clearly.
Pretty much, and a container to one side, ready to get them away.
Goodness, yeah. You see, they thought I was joking. Not guys, you know.
Defence cuts.
Exactly so.
Using the general public. No, basically these will confuse and stun the enemy, your friends, and you'll be able to get around the corner and hopefully shoot them with the electronic weapons.
Oh. Jericho, you're a bit worried, it has to be said.
Do you feel, since you've been doing this, do you think you could actually, you know, be on the front line now?
Well, you know, you joke, you know, you've got a red dot sight on the weapon. The weapon is actually used for the US Army, for soldier training. It's actually used by the British Army as well in certain places. The system's called the Miles system, and I believe that it is used by the forces. And if you're ducking and weaving, using the cover, you know, if you could be using tactics like one foot on the ground tactics, where, you know, you're leapfrogging and moving forward, keeping the enemy pinned down, your friends, sorry, and
we have met the enemy and he is us. That's what they said in Vietnam. I think the same thing applies.
Yeah, not quite sure what that means.
It's like, you know, I love the smell of napalm in the morning, you know.
We love those kind of Gucci phrases here.
Exactly. Well. It's fantastic, you know. Ride of the Valkyries, Francesca.
So out of all the activities here, which one's your favourite?
Well, I think we covered this before, didn't we, really? We said modern warfare, laser combat.
You might have changed since the last interview.
I have, yeah. The wind is now blowing the other way.
Exactly.
And I think the tanks are pretty good, to be honest. They are good fun, the tanks. But, yeah, still the laser combat.
Okay. Leslie?
Am I right in thinking you're the park marshal?
No, he's the events officer.
Events officer.
Okay. And park marshal.
That's right. I thought that was done off the internet. So what does your role actually involve then, apart from setting off the loud bangs and frightening, well, the enemies, a.k.a. your friends? What's that involved?
I have to point out, if people are worried about the Royal Animal Sanctuary, no animals will be harmed in the making of this particular Southside location report.
Except humans. No, that will happen. My role? Well, my role is the events manager here. I actually deal with a broad spectrum of things, from everything from a bit of search engine optimization and web design to the business aspect, business enhancement, intrinsic and extrinsic, and then working with teams in the team game arena, getting them battling out with one another using the thunder flashes and the smoke, games like Team Deathmatch, Capture the Flag, Terminator.
All the greats.
Yeah, all the stuff. Basically, if you think of Call of Duty games, if any of you play Call of Duty, you've seen Call of Duty. Your little dabble.
I'm like John Rambo now. I think I'm could
be dead ring. Yeah.
I reckon you'll be pretty good in here. You'll be right. You're on my team.
Okay. Katrina.
So how did you actually get involved in working here as the events officer?
I spent some time in the forces with the TA. And after I got back from my previous employment, which was in Australia, I couldn't find any work here, really. I was struggling a little bit. So I was a little proactive, and I put a phone call into Modern Warfare Laser Combat, based at Primrose Valley, which is a sister setup to this, and explained who I was with a bit of forces background, and maybe I could come and help with the laser combat side of things. And then it just branched out into the various other aspects as well.
Life continues its own merry way, so I guess Team Southside continuing its own routine. Of course, 168 hours from now, 7 days, or probably the next podcast if you're listening to this online, we'll be welcoming a new team from Lincoln. That'll be Jodie Orton and indeed Natalie Tuck, possibly Amy Elise, with, of course, our BAFTA award-winning director Graham Harper joining the team. So presumably, in a sense, at least three of the four correspondents today are possibly under the Expendables routine. Is that right, then, basically? The sort of the guinea pigs?
Well, yeah, we've got a few things in store for them,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that's okay. That's fine. I just wanted to clarify that from my point of view. For the moment, many thanks. We've got some photographs with your souls and the sticks of dynamite coming up, and I think we'll make a start.
Excellent. Yeah, we've got some smoke here as well.
Right, Katrina, we have now actually arrived at the area and we are looking at the miniature tanks.
Yes, it's looking very exciting.
So what are your thoughts at this moment?
I'm thinking, are my legs going to fit in there? Because they do actually look quite miniature.
Quite miniature, aren't they? Yeah. I'm fairly sure that actually in tanks themselves, the leg room is a little bit sort of tight from that point of view. Thankfully, we do have a slightly smaller person in Francesca, so she should be okay from that sort of side of things.
Yes, yes.
Which is good, but yeah, from my own point of view, I think I shall sort of work through them. Because yeah, I wouldn't even want to shut the top really there, because you could be crammed in like a suitcase, really.
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to shut the top on these ones.
So describe what else we can actually see as we look around this particular site. I see lots of tyres.
Yes, there's lots of tyres. It's like a adventure course for the tanks. We've got a paintball range, an archery range, and then there's a sort of a laser battle, which is all made of wooden assault coursey type things, which looks very exciting.
It's getting serious because I see David Hooper's actually now come along with the helmets. David, this is obviously getting very serious now. We've got authentic helmets in your hands, two of them, in fact.
Yeah, proper
fine pair of helmets, sir.
Yeah, official tank driving helmets with the full shutter and everything.
Okay, now, Katrina, as you know, fantastic legs, great legs. Are the legs going to be fit enough to actually get into the tank? What's that?
Oh, easily.
I see.
Very big guys in here. Don't worry about that. There's plenty of room in there once you get in there.
Excellent.
Okay, well, I think it's going to be Katrina and Francesca who'll be our first tank drivers before we hand on, because I always like to ensure that the women go first. It's very crucial, that, David, I think.
It's most kind for you.
Yeah, it's very true. You know, I think in all warfare conditions, you know, how many wars could we have avoided if we just sent the women in the tank drivers first and foremost, really? So, great, sir. Jericho, if you'd like to join me for this particular routine, are you anticipating this with keenness and excitement?
I can't wait. Honestly, I've seen women drivers before, so this will be an all different experience, won't it?
You see, I couldn't possibly comment on that particular. Well, David,
we've actually found that girls and women are actually better at driving these tanks. The main reason is when they get in a tank, they listen to what you're saying, whereas men and boys tend to start playing with levers and just shut off, basically, when you're explaining to them how they work.
That's put ourselves in our place then, Jerry.
Yes, indeed. We'll know not to touch anything when we get in there.
Okay, so talk us through what you're going to do with Katrina and Fran when she joins.
Right, well, basically the tank drive, similar to what like a digger or a dumper. It's a dual control machine, so you've got one hand on each lever, which controls each side of the track. The left hand controlling the left side, right controlling the right. All you need to do to go straight forwards is push them both straight forwards. When you need to turn, you just whichever way you like to turn, you just let that stick come back towards you at all. So obviously, if you're turning left, let left stick come back towards you. The tank would gradually start to turn left. If you pull it all the way back, then you'll spin on the spot and do donuts. So
you don't want to do donuts, Katrina. No,
for eating only.
There you go. You see exactly dough, as Homer might actually say. Okay, so I think she's always set. Fran, if we'd like to bring you up as well, we'll get you sort of in. Are you looking forward to this, Fran?
Slightly nervous, but yeah.
You've never actually driven anything before, have you?
No, I've driven little go-karts and I might have crashed one or two of those, yeah, but so, you know.
So Fran's crashed one or two go-karts. This is the first time she's in charge of a tank. Helmet's all ready for you, just in case there are any sort of serious stuff here. This is obviously nice to see you've actually got almost desert camouflage here, so they are set for that Afghanistan siege thing.
That's right, yeah. I mean, what it was is because we have so much wood in the game zone and it's obviously a similar colour to desert colour, that's why I went for desert, but some of the lads wear green, as you can see, the jungle desert. But we're looking at getting new uniforms, I think, because we're a bit concerned about insulting the army and the military forces by wearing their protection gear.
It's a fair point, because, I mean, obviously you said you've supported Help for Heroes, which is something we've obviously supported at Southside Broadcasting, and, you know, we're having a lot of fun today, and we will have a lot of fun today, but there is a very serious point as well to the work that you're doing.
Yes, there is. Obviously, we don't like to insult any officers. I mean, we offer freebies for any current serving military force at all. If they come in and show their warrant card, you know, they can come in, their family gets reductions on everything as well. So
thankfully, we've cut back, so I haven't bitten in so much that we have to actually requisition the miniature tanks, though, because I think possibly any folk in various conflict areas of the world, they might just laugh at the British Army if they turned up in those.
Well, especially as they only travel at 5 mile an hour, so if you had to do a runner, you'd be scared.
It's not exactly blitzkrieg in the sort of German sense of the word, is it, really?
Not really, no. I'd avoid going into battle with these tanks.
Yeah. Okay, right, well, Katrina's already geared up, etc. Fran's just going to get a helmet fitted at this particular moment in time, and then we'll have our shot sorted out from that point of view, as her mum takes her handbag. I don't know, sometimes you tend to think, a handbag? Let's go into battle with the handbag. And I've seen some of the way that some of these girls actually goes into shopping markets. So, you know, who knows what could be happening.
It's like a battle, though, isn't it, when they're shopping? It's like a war zone. Yeah.
So we shall keep you appraised. You're listening to Southside Broadcasting in association with Atherinco and Pharma Nutritional Supplements at the Scarborough Military Adventure Park at the North Bay in Scarborough. And Katrina Lakin and Francesca Furman are about to actually drive their first ever tanks, which is great. Miniature ones. The engines have been started. The girls are actually in position. Katrina's slightly ahead. She's in pole position. She's actually launched her way through this. Your comments so far, Jericho?
It's like looking at Lewis Hamilton, isn't it? Going that fast.
Quite literally the female version of Lewis Hamilton or Sebastian Vettel. She's well away now, actually, in terms of the tank driving. Certainly working through that. The second tank has now been started. This is the other Tiger tank. Francesca's about to actually take off. Last time she was a girlfriend. Little bit of a bunny hop there. Couple of bunny hops.
Yeah, it's like a Penelope pit stop.
Yeah. She's doing well. She's actually working through this whole process. Let's get the words of the experts here. David, they seem to start off quite nicely. How are they going?
To be fair, they're driving very smooth. These can be quite sensitive. What happens is if you hit a bump, it tends to drive your arms forwards and backwards. And when you do that, because you've obviously got your hands on the levers, you force that levers forward and back, which causes a kangaroo effect. And what happens then is as you start kangarooing, that rocking forwards and backwards makes your arms do it even more, so in the end you just can't stop and you're stuck.
I was thinking it was rather like bunny hops that we used to actually do with that, but Katrina seems to be sort of taking to this quite literally like a duck to water. It's phenomenal.
Absolutely phenomenally well, to be fair, and so is Francesca. Yeah. There's hardly any kangarooing at all, which is, even us guys still get kangarooing now and again. It is really, sometimes can be really hard. But they're absolutely smooth as babies, you see. They're absolutely fantastic.
The crucial thing, of course, we always send the very best on our location reporters. That's the whole thing.
Well, that's ideal, yeah. I mean, I'm absolutely really impressed by how well they're doing it,
to be honest. The standard for the team for next week with Graham Harper, of course, doesn't it?
It does. Graham's under a bit of pressure now, being a man and all, you know. You expect him to... he should be doing it a bit better, but we'll obviously find out and see.
Exactly. And when they're actually driving the tanks around at this particular stage, do you also let off flares and explosives and various other bits and pieces? Do you get the full sort of effect?
Yes, next year we're looking to bring in a lot more theme in, such as we'll be taking photos as well as you go around, so you'll be able to have a look at a photo yourself. But we're going to try and bring in some bigger land, maybe a seesaw as well, to bring in as well. So, yeah, there's some exciting stuff happening down here for next year.
You mentioned photos. I need to get on my duty and take some photos as well, so they go up on the website for the moment. Many thanks. We'll get your marks out of 10 shortly, David, for these guys.
Yes, I certainly will. No problem there.
Well, I have to say I'm very impressed with both Francesca and Katrina, obviously doing the business. Leslie, did you ever think when you decided to come along to Southside Broadcasting that you'd see your daughter driving a miniature tank in Scarborough?
Well, to be honest, Alex, nowadays nothing surprises me with the Southside, because we do so many different interesting activities and cover so many different varied things. It doesn't surprise me at the least.
Excellent, that's okay. I was a little bit worried when you were trying to actually jump onto the tank, that has to be said, because we hadn't quite anticipated that, but obviously you're getting carried away, really.
No, you told me to go and get in there with the photo with Francesca, so I thought I'd give it a push. Yeah, that was probably the safer option rather than standing in front of it like...
Technically, Lister, it was a photographic frame as opposed to getting into the tank, but never mind. Right. Jericho, your thoughts so far in terms of how it's actually going?
Well, it looks like a scene from Wacky Races, doesn't it?
But... Well, I'm thinking, you know, possibly, you know, when Fishburne Park are actually sort of taking their next sort of match, bit of crowd control, this could be the sort of the crucial thing that could win the game, really.
Yeah, well, we could all go to the game in the tanks, a bit like a team bonding before the game, military, like, all turn up and just, like, glare at people with red headbands and, like, wear Rambo and wear it.
Formation, I can tell you're looking forward to the laser thing coming up in a few moments. Well, I think we've had the first arrival here. We've got major routines there. Katrina, how did you find that whole experience?
That was really fun.
And I think it's hats off, quite literally, helmets off in many ways, for the whole routine. David, scores for Katrina, please. What do you think she did?
At least a 9. At least a 9. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Out of 25. Yeah, no, it was absolutely excellent. Yeah, 9 out of 10, easily. Let's have a look at Francesca. She's coming in now. We better move in case we get run over.
We were commenting, of course, at how they managed to control the thing. Didn't stall once. It worked through there.
Yeah, really, really good whatsoever, which is very unusual. Like, as I say, it's quite easy to do, so they've done excellent. Well done.
Okay. Francesca's just actually arrived, so what's the score for Fran?
I'd say we'd give her a 9 as well, because she didn't do any kangarooing at all either. So it's only fair. I don't really want to favour one over the other.
So it's just 2 9s. It's even scores there. Fran, how did you find that?
Very good. It was very fun. It was dairy, but you know.
So you want one for Christmas now, presumably?
Yeah, mum, yeah. Christmas present.
Yeah, that's all right, that's all right. So it's a tank sort of thing.
£10,000 a piece, so.
Well, listen, you know, that's and as you said, you know, £10,000, that's just a quarter of what's paid for a statue in Scarborough recently, so you know, there's no worries there.
That's true, very true, yes.
Okay, so tanks sort of through from that. I think, is Jericho going to have a go in this particular thing? What's Jericho lined up to do?
Oh, we'll get him in the tanks. I think we'll probably be able to sort some laser combat as well.
So tanks and laser combat. Jericho, are you set for this?
I was born for this.
Helmets on, everything else is sort of through there. Leslie's also sort of about to mount the whole thing from that point of view. So, Katrina, over to yourself. You can now you know what these guys have actually been faced with. What sort of things do they need to watch out for?
I think being smooth with the controls was the hardest bit, because if you're too jerky, the tank jerks you back and forwards a bit. But other than that, it was pretty simple, actually.
Yeah, I mean, we actually commented you were coming across very much as the female version of Lewis Hamilton or indeed Sebastian Vettel there.
A bit of a slower vehicle.
Well, it's all down to the cars. That's the crucial thing. And we're very impressed with your approach to the whole thing. Hardest part of the course?
I think the bit at the top that's got a really sharp corner around the tree and trying not to bash into the tyres.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we had any collisions whatsoever, which is great for
us. No, it was a close shave, but...
Well, David and Liam are currently sort of coaching both Leslie and Jericho in terms of how to work through this. Fran, what was the most difficult part of the course for yourself?
Probably the top bit, where it was just kind of difficult to move quickly and smoothly.
So, you know, you drive in one of these through the gates of Macmillan College, you know, would it add to your street credibility where they think she's lost her marbles? What are you talking about?
Probably a bit of both there, but, you know, I think the teachers might kick me out.
Not with a tank, dear. Not with a tank. You know, sort of through on that basis. Park it on the vehicle. Well, Jericho started off. I think it's only fair, Katrina, if you'd like to sort of commentate on how he actually starts. Let's see how he actually goes.
It looks like a very smooth start off. Oh, a bit of a wobble.
But
it takes a while to get used to, we'll let him off.
Yeah, a couple of wobbles there, actually. Sort of a bit of a ducktail wobble. We're just actually commenting on the start there, Liam. Comments so far?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't a Schumacher start, I don't think. Oh, and he's... Hang on. Yeah, no, he's getting the steering, nearly took out a tyre wall. Yeah. I think it was looking like an 8 here.
It's not quite in the same sort of league. Obviously there is a battle of sort of genders at work here, and I'm diplomatically sort of avoiding the whole experience myself, but Leslie's taking off in a hurricane, like a bat out of hell in many ways there, has to be said, Katrina.
Yes, quite.
Yeah, exactly. David, your thoughts on Leslie? She was nearly swinging around the whole base there. Assistance is needed.
Indeed. Jericho,
Jericho's keeping going. I think his initial sort of rear end wobbles have. He's still sort of having a couple of pauses, but
it's the hardest part of the track, I thought, though, on that corner.
He's certainly coming down and coming together. But I think Leslie's now actually been sorted out. She's off. We may never see her again, of course.
Quite.
She leaves Francesca an orphan, but that's okay. We'll try and look after her in various ways.
We'll look after her.
Really not funny, Alex.
It's just a whole routine. So, David, how do you feel Leslie's coping with the thing?
Yeah, she's doing okay. I just had a bit of a helmet issue because I gave her the wrong size helmet. We kept falling over her eyes. But apart from that, she's doing absolutely fine.
David, I told you, we deliberately set up the thing so Leslie actually did it blindfolded. That was the whole thing. It's just that you couldn't find the blindfold, so the helmet has to drop down over her eyes. Really.
That's absolutely fine. She was doing all right considering she was blindfolded.
Exactly.
But yeah, I suppose in a tank, you can't really go wrong because if you hit something, it just moves out of the way for you.
That's very true. Great stuff. I mean, as we look at sort of the rest of the thing, obviously we're seeing the paintball range that's over there, laser quests obviously to the fore here. I mean, this is the sort of thing, got a party coming along today, of course, but it's a full day's activity of fun.
Yeah, of course it is, yeah. I mean, next year we're looking to bring in some more activities as well. We've got new ranges coming in, so we'll be firing airsoft as well. We're doing airsoft, which is like room clearance, and first-person shooter is going to be running that. And we're bringing in a new activity called Spider Mountain, which is a 30-foot tube, which has lots of elastic in between, and you climb your way, work your way to the top, and then come down either you come down the death slide, and then on the side of that will be rock
climbing. That worries me slightly, David, when you say you come down the death slide. There's a kind of termination factor there that just seems to spring to mind.
Yeah, well, it seems to be a term being given to steep slides. You could call it a drop slide if you want to be more politically correct, I'd say. But yeah, that's on the side of that will be rock climbing with harnesses and whatnot else. So yeah, it should be quite a fun packed day when you come down next year.
Well, we'll be back, as I say, next week. And I gather a little reminder there that people who are actually coming along, if they're listening to this online, if they are Doctor Who fans, if they come dressed in Doctor Who costume, and these tanks are moving pretty much like Daleks, it has to be said, you know, there's a discount that's available as well.
No, it's not so much a discount, it's free. They get their light, yeah. They get 30 lives free in our Modern Warfare Laser Combat Zone, so they can go in there with a family if they're all dressed up and have a good battle.
I think we'll be here for the first hour or so next week. But Katrina, what say you? I think basically the military adventure park at Scarborough is more than passing the Southside test for quality entertainment that we cover.
Yes, I think so, definitely.
Yeah. Smiles all around here.
Oh, excellent. That's what I like to see.
So, Jericho, you've completed your two laps. We had a couple of bunny hops at the start there, but you seem to settle down. How did you find that?
I don't think they'll be calling me up to Afghanistan anytime soon.
You've done it deliberately, haven't you?
Yeah, of course I have. I didn't want to be selected.
I see.
Had my first driving lesson. I was just bopping along all the way.
Yeah, it works through that. Well, we'll just actually find out what the official scores are. I was just thinking exactly the same thing, basically. David, how do you feel Jericho coped on his first route?
Oh, excellent. I always have a larger expectations from young lads like himself, but he done excellent there. Unfortunately, he weren't quite as good as the ladies, though. He only scores an 8.
An 8, so there we are. It's an 8 for yourself, Jericho.
Flattery gets you a long way, doesn't it? I don't expect anything less.
And we'll see what Leslie's going to actually sort of come through as we sort of just tootly along here. Oh, very gallant. So, Leslie, how did you find that?
Absolutely great. It was better when I took the helmet off because it fell forward over my eyes and I couldn't see a thing. So we needed to tighten that up a little bit.
I had put the wrong size helmet on. I take it straight enough for Jericho and stick it onto Leslie and obviously a large hat onto a large helmet onto a small head, you might say. So, dainty head.
Petite, perhaps. Yeah, exactly. Petite, yeah. In case people are listening for the view to health and safety, don't worry, Leslie was perfectly secure. She was only travelling at 5 miles an hour.
Absolutely. Yes, and fully protected. Mm. Well strapped in, actually. You feel very secure, yeah, very safe. Yeah.
3-point harness, so, yeah, you're kept in safe, yeah.
So, we had a 9 for Katrina, we had a 9 for Francesca, an 8 for Jericho. What are you going to score, Leslie?
It's got to be a 9, isn't it? Because she is a lady and all that, you know.
There we are. Fantastic stuff. So it's
great stuff. Honour even.
I'm glad. It was yeah, it's very smooth, actually. You've done really well. Hardly any of them done any kangarooing, which I'm very impressed about. And if you watch this young lad set off in a minute, you might see a bit of kangarooing.